Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
I told you guys that I fully expect that this national championship game is going to be one of the three most watched national championship games of all time. I think it's definitely in the top four, all right? And most of you guys went, absolutely no chance, Rob. Absolutely no chance. Nobody outside of the southeastern region of these great United States cares about this game. And that's fine. I get the premise.
Yeah, I was one of those guys, but it was a pretty good game. It really was.
First off, they gave us a great game. You can say what you want, but the longer that game went on, the more people tuned into it.
I highly expected halfway through the game to head to the game room, turn on an extra TV, and have it going on in the background. That did not happen.
Correct. It was a good game. So I get the little extra benefit of it having been a great game, but I guarantee this is going to be one of the top three or four most watched college football games of all time, championship games anyway, because of this. And I led with this as my line of thinking when I talked about this stuff. And now, literally 2 days later, I get proven accurate. When we started seeing Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, and then we started seeing the BLM protest and players taking a knee at the anthem and all that, I heard, like a lot of people, saying, I'm never watching the NFL again. They've lost me. As a viewer, I am out. I am done with the league. I'm never watching the league again. I'm out. Well, those people, or at least the majority of them, are what we call liars. And here's how we can prove that. According to Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated, CBS Sports has announced that its NFL regular season coverage averaged 18.034 million viewers, the network's most watched regular season in the past 6 years. Fox Sports said that its NFL regular season coverage averaged 18.572 million viewers, topping regular season viewership in 2017, 2018, and 2020. There are a lot of people that are going to peacock out in public and say, I'm not watching that because I don't like X. I don't like players taking a knee. I don't like Colin Kaepernick. I don't like that the SEC has once again dominated college football and is hosting a rematch in the national championship game. So therefore, I'm not going to watch these games. And those people are putting on a show and then going home and watching those particular games. NFL viewership on CBS, the most watched regular season since 2016. Fox Sports, its most overall watched regular season, with the exception of 2019, since 2016. The year before COVID was the only year that Fox had more average viewership, and CBS has had its highest average viewership since 2016. So all those people that said, I'm not watching the NFL anymore. There's too much politics, there's too much protest, and there's too much this, there's too much that. All those people, they still watched.
I don't know about all of them.
Okay, you're right. The vast majority of them watched.
I'm just trying to help you before you get text saying
I appreciate
you can't
it.
Say that.
You're correct. Yeah. I, who made a big deal about painting with a broad brush and making generalizations when angry at Kirk Herbstreit and Desmond Howard, it is fair that you call me to the carpet on my hypocrisy, and I accept your claim.
That was a big old jiggle brush.
I got wiggle, baby. I got wiggle. All those people who said that they are not watching the NFL, the vast majority of them still tuned in. And I got news for you about that game last night. A lot of people out in Pac-12 country. I'm not watching that game. I'm not watching the SEC get another run. A lot of people in Big Ten and Big 12 country said, nope, we got locked out. I'm not watching the SEC do it again. A lot of people up in the New England area said, nope, I ain't watching it. Y'all, they watch that game. They always watch the game because sports matter to us. Sports matter enough that we are willing to put stuff we hate on the back burner to keep watching said sports. I'll give you another example, and this is one that's going to hit very close to home because I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am having significant moral and ethical dilemmas within my own stupid head right now. The World Cup is in Qatar, or Qatar, or whatever you want to pronounce it as. I have been told by folks in the military it's Qatar, but I've also had a lot of people tell me it's Qatar. Call it whatever you want to call it. That's where the next World Cup is. And it is known as a fact now that there are major ethical dilemmas taking place in Qatar or Qatar in order to have the World Cup ready to go. There is what is effectively forced labor taking place to get people there. They're taking their visas away so they can't leave. They're paying them peanuts to build the stadiums the World Cup is going to take place in. And if you were concerned about corruption and bribery, yeah, it's definitely there, which is why the World Cup's going to get moved from the summer, where it's always played, to the winter. Because in the summer, Qatar is inhospitable with temperatures in the 112 to 118 range, meaning you can't play 90 minutes of football there. So they moved the World Cup from summer to winter so they can play, and they're using forced labor to build these stadiums. However, the World Cup is the world's favorite sporting event. It is the most watched sporting event in the world, more than the Olympics, more than the Super Bowl, more than anything else. And there are a lot of people, myself included, who are having a moral and ethical dilemma of, I love the World Cup. I can't wait to watch the World Cup. But am I a bad person if I want to watch the Qatar World Cup, knowing what is going in to making this happen? It's a moral and ethical dilemma. And I will tell you that when the World Cup turns on, you are going to have major sponsors throwing around millions of dollars. And you are going to have an insane number of viewers, just like always. Sports matters so much to us that we are willing to put things on the back burner that in any other situation, we would not. We would not. I have stopped going to businesses because of business decisions that they have made at the top corporate level. And then those businesses sponsor a bowl game, and I tune in and watch the bowl game. Right? I give them eyes on it. I make them money. Most of the people who said, I am not watching this championship game Monday night because I'm tired of the SEC being allowed to run things. I'm tired of rematches. I'm tired of the dominance. I'm tired of teams getting locked out. I'm tired of it all. I'm not watching. They spent all day at work yesterday telling all their friends, I'm not watching this game tonight. I got no interest. I'm not supporting the way that college football is structured. And then they all went home and they watched the game. They may not have tweeted about it. They may not have Facebooked about it. But they're going to watch. And the NFL is my illustration of that. There were mass numbers of people 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that said, I'm never watching the NFL again. There's too much politics in the NFL. Well, the eyes on, according to CBS and Fox, are as high as they have been in over a half a decade. The numbers after the cap season, when all of this stuff started, dipped very slightly from an all-time high, which is not unexpected. But since then, they have rebounded back to an all-time high.
Well, you could also look at it that they saw the things that were causing people to go away, and they pretty much have eliminated those things because they have.
To some aspect, I would agree. I wouldn't say they eliminated. I'd say they compromised on stuff, right?
Compared to the height of the controversy and the things that were turning people away, you don't really see those things anymore.
The height of the controversy was, if we're just calling it what it is, players taking a knee, right? That was the crux. There were some other stuff, but players taking a knee was the crux. And so the NFL went to the players and they said, here's the deal. We're going to let you wear patches on the back of your helmet that say "End Racism." We're going to let you wear hoodies on the sideline that say "Equality and Opportunity." We're going to let you do whatever you want to do. We're going to let you wear cleats that have designs on them of civil rights leaders. We're going to let you do all that. And the unspoken return was, if you'll stop taking a knee. And the players, by and large, have accepted that. And I think we have seen the knee was so glaring because it was so in your face, right? The camera kept cutting to the guys that were taking the knee. It was in your face.
It became a point of politics. It became a point of emphasis. And the powers that be in the NFL decided to show it as much as possible, or the TV companies decided to do that. There might be people kneeling now. They've just decided it's not the it thing to do, and they don't show it anymore.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, I think people came back because they missed football, and they looked for the thing that drove them away, and they didn't see it anymore.
And I agree. It was a plan. It was a plan by the NFL. It was a plan by the TV execs, and it was a plan by the players. The players now get to demonstrate in other ways. The NFL is painting "End Racism and Equality" in the end zones so that it is on camera. The players are coming out before games rocking, pride rainbow hoodies and equality and opportunity beanies and all that. There is probably more projection of the message the players wanted to send than ever before. The difference is it's not presented as in your face as it used to be, right? Like now, there's all this stuff on the field. Watch the NFL sideline. The players all have black hoodies with white lettering on it that say equality and opportunity. On the back of their helmets, you know where the little rubber piece comes out and wraps around the back of the helmet so the edge of the helmet doesn't dig into the player's skin? On that little piece of white rubber that goes around there, a lot of them it says "end hate" or "end racism" or "it takes us all" or whatever the message is. The message is more prominent than it ever has been before, but it's not as in your face as the camera zooming in on the five players who kneeled for the anthem. But here's the thing. We can say all those guys came back, Zoe, but according to these numbers, they never left, right? Fox Sports had its higher regular season coverage than any season since 2016. CBS had its highest watched regular season in the last 6 years.
You did mention earlier there was a dip. So some people did leave for a while.
Some
people,
the hardcore people did leave. But numbers wise, if they ain't back, they've been replaced. And that was what I was saying about Georgia, Alabama. Texter says, I got a couple of texts. I think the argument can be made that viewership has increased as protests and the like, as their prominence as the story has decreased. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Protests have not decreased. They have just changed appearance. They're still there. But it was just the one thing that aggravated about it. It was kneeling during the anthem. There is more messaging than has ever been before in these games, but it's not as in your face, and people are more comfortable with that.
The other thing is they don't make a point to show it as much either. They don't zoom in on the back of helmets very much just to show that message. So some would say, what good does it do?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it, right?
Because when something becomes a part of the background, people rarely notice the background.
Well, and I think the other part of it is, protests, by and large, are interruptions, right? They're interruptions of the norm. That's what a good protest is, an interruption of the norm. And it's to get attention focused, because if your norm is interrupted, you are going to put your eyeballs on what is being interrupted. The protests that are happening now, they're not even protests. I guess they're more demonstration, because they're not interrupting anything. the beanies and the chalk on the sideline and the letter, the words on the back of the helmets and on the cleats, all of that can happen and all of that can be shown on camera, but it doesn't interrupt the game. And I think that's what TV wanted. And that's what's happened. Texas says, I can't stop watching the NFL, but I 100% haven't watched an NBA game since they started with all the Black Lives Matter boat. Ain't nobody got time for you playing the... What a hypocritical stance. The NFL players are still doing it. The NBA players are doing the same thing, right? The messaging is there. They're not interrupting games like they used to. The NBA has put stuff on the floor, on the court. The players,
the NBA,
are wearing
though,
it.
They're still talking about it. It's still more out front than the NFL.
How much NBA have you watched this year? Because I've watched a lot, and no, it's not. And I don't say that as a slight. I'm saying that as from somebody who watches 5, 6, 7 NBA games a week. It's absolutely not. It's absolutely not. The NBA, to me, is absolutely on course with the NFL. I don't know what... I don't agree with what you're saying, right?
I am curious about viewership for the NBA, if it's went down or if it's went up.
I think the NBA was hurt far more than the NFL by the COVID lockdown. I think a lot of people started to tune out to the NBA. But I think it was because the NBA is more watched for the show than the game. The NFL is the other way around. People watch the NFL for the game. And if there's a show, great. People watch the NBA for the show and don't really care if it's for a game. Sports Business Journal. Now, this is just one small sliver of the pie here, though. But to answer your question, Sports Business Journal says the NBA averaged 4.1 million viewers for the 5 games on ABC and ESPN on Christmas Day of 2021, the lowest figure since the league expanded to a 5-game slate in 2008, and the lowest since ESPN acquired the rights prior to the 2002 season. In 2020, when the league began on Christmas week due to COVID, the games averaged 4.3 million viewers that day, but overall, the average viewership of the NBA is up slightly. Regular season games across TNT and ESPN have seen an increase for the NBA, with average viewership up 6% compared to the same period for the last 2 seasons. Women are also now accounting for 1/3 of NBA game viewership, which is up 37% across TNT and ESPN.
See, that's a little skewed, though, because, there were less games, so of course viewership is going to be up. I mean, during the COVID period, when games are canceled, games are down. If you count the year where the basketball was, you know, canceled to a certain, I'm just the numbers are a little off. I think it'd be better to compare it to a year before COVID than comparing it to years during COVID.
They compared it to 2 years ago. The 6% up is from the year before COVID, not okay. COVID year. So it is up from pre-COVID numbers. But just 6% is a big number when you're talking about millions of viewers. But it's not what the NFL has done in setting all-time highs. But the NBA is rebuilding slowly. The NBA, I think, does a better job at getting new viewers, right? I think the NBA does a better job. The NFL keeps the established crowd there, which is why I think the 18.5 mil? I think that's consistent viewership. Whereas the NBA, I think it does a better job, to the detriment of the game, by the way. But it does a better job of building up young stars and the next generation of talent to get the next generation of viewers interested, right? With football, they celebrate the guys that have been out there for a very long time. You hear about the rookies. You hear about the Jonathan Taylors. But they establish the Big Bens and the Aaron Rodgers and the Devontae Adams and those guys. So the guys who have been watching it for a long time stick around. The NBA presents the Ja Morants and the Ice Trays and guys like that, and they get younger viewership. But younger viewers is a dwindling pool, because as we go, and we've seen this in studies, younger people have so many more options for entertainment than even my generation did. Forget Lonzo, right? You go on Twitch right now, there are guys that stream themselves playing video games and have 2 million subscribers. People who just tune in to watch a dude play a video game. Young people have so many more avenues for entertainment than any previous generation did. that sports getting new viewers in is hard, but I think the NBA does the best job of doing that, and that's why their numbers are coming up, but not as fast as other sports are.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.